A robotic boat named Scout is about 1,000 miles off the coast of Rhode Island. Scout is a solar-powered vessel, the handiwork of a group of recent college grads. It's already in the record books. David Schneider, a senior editor at IEEE Spectrum, was at Scout's midnight launch.
The best way I can think of to introduce this story about the journey of Scout is just to read from what's printed on the back of the boat in Spanish, French, and English. It says, "Hello, I'm Scout, a fully autonomous boat attempting to cross the Atlantic Ocean from Tiverton, Rhode Island, to Sanlúcar de Barrameda, Spain. I was built over the course of 3 years by a group of young optimists after a successful Kickstarter campaign. If you found me, please contact our ragtag group of aspiring engineers."
My name is Dylan Rodriguez. I'm 21 years old, and I'm a senior at Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts.
I'm Max Kramers. I'm 24 years old, and I just graduated from University of Rhode Island. I've been building boats, been sailing boats, since I could pretty much walk.
I met Max and Dylan in their garage workshop, where they were doing final prep on their robotic boat. Over the years they've been at this project, they collected quite a few assistants and supporters, who arrived in increasing numbers as the evening wore on. So it was a bit of a party. Only instead of dispensing wine or beer, they were passing around cups of epoxy resin and marine paint.
Well, it all sort of began here in the garage, where Dylan and I were up late one night and throwing around ideas what we could do.
At the beginning, it was just Max and I did the electronics and the software, and Max did the construction of the boat.
We went with a carbon fiber foam cord construction for the hull, which yields an incredibly light and an incredibly strong structure.
When we needed more man hours to be logged every night, we'd bring in friends.
My name is Dan Flanagan. I'm one of the Scout team members. So you're looking at a 13.5-foot long boat. It's 1.5 feet high, and it looks a bit like an aircraft carrier covered with solar panels on the top.
And those solar panels charge a battery, and the battery runs the trolling motor. So Scout ideally is able to run 24 hours a day, charging the batteries during the day, discharging the batteries at night. We did do a lot of in-the-water testing, most notably at the fried seafood place down the street.
Hey, Dylan. We got a voltage point out there at 14.1.
I think this is where they want to send it off from.
Arriving at the beach at midnight, Dylan has to explain to a police officer that his crew is there not to drink beer, but to launch a robotic boat across the Atlantic. What helps is the presence of many adult supporters, including Tim Flanagan.
Our primary job is to feed them dinner and keep them stoked up with carbs.
The adults also proved useful when it came time to haul the 13-foot-long boat a half mile or so to the launch point.
May the Lord who created all of the earth
Max.
Look after this boat as it sails across the ocean in record time with the banner of Scout on it. Amen.
The unusual goings-on drew the attention of some late-night partiers. One curious onlooker was told he was witnessing a robotic boat being sent off to Spain.
It's going to take about 2 months, 3 months maybe.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't stop between here and there. It's solar powered. You look baffled. This is actually a world record attempt.
Well, the record now is for autonomous surface vessels, which there have been several attempts. The furthest that anyone has gone was an autonomous sailboat that went 61 miles.
Scout has since beaten that record, having now navigated itself almost 1,000 miles east of Rhode Island. If the little boat completes the rest of its planned 3,700-mile journey, it'll land on the shores of Sanlúcar de Barrameda, Spain, a spot with a bit of history. It's where Christopher Columbus left from on his third voyage to the New World. For Here and Now, I'm David Schneider.
And we have a data point. Let me verify the map real quick.
Let's dig a hole.
David Schneider, senior editor at IEEE Spectrum magazine. You can go to hereandnow.org to see pictures of Scout and track the robot boat's progress across the ocean. Very cool.